Pitseng, however, died in December 2021 and wanted to be buried in his ancestral home in the vast and arid Central Kalahari Game Reserve, CKGR. However, the courts barred the family from burying Hawaregi in the reserve, from which most of relatives were forcibly removed to protect the wildlife zone. International tribal rights advocacy group Survival International has argued the Bushmen were pushed out of the game reserve because there are diamonds in the area. The previous government denied those allegations, saying that instead it wanted the Bushmen to move closer to modern amenities and life. Before Hawaregi's burial Tuesday, President Dumabogo, who took power 6 weeks ago, promised to restore the Bushmen's rights, including allowing them to resume hunting wild animals. He says, "The power is now in your hands. If you want permits to be allowed to hunt, it's up to you. I hear your concerns." The president added, "When I represented you in cases against the government, we wanted it to be like this so that you are free." Boko, a former opposition leader, is a human rights lawyer who represented the tribe in court against the state before he became Botswana's president. Itumeleng Johani, an officer at local human rights advocacy group Tswanelo, says the new government is on the right track and should do more to protect minority groups.
"We therefore note with appreciation that finally the body of Mr. Pitseng Gaoberekwe, which has been in a mortuary for over 2 years, will be laid to rest. His family will be able to lay him to rest on his ancestral land with the dignity to which he had hitherto been denied by our courts."
Survival International has been involved in legal battles against the Botswana government, notably against the group's eviction from the CKGR in 2006. UK-based Jonathan Mazoa is Survival International Communications Director.
"I think this is an incredibly significant moment for the new government. The fact that the new president, as one of his first acts in office, has done this, that he's signalled that it's very important for him and his new administration, I think will give a lot of people hope, especially the Bushmen who fought so long for the right to return to the Central Kalahari Game Reserve and especially for their right to bury their elders there on their ancestral lands."
Mazoa says better days could lie ahead for the tribe under President Boko's administration.
"No one could really have imagined that the president of Botswana would be the very lawyer who helped them in court in their long legal battle to return to their ancestral land and to live there once more. It's a historic event and one that signals, hopefully, better days ahead."
There are more than 100,000 Bushmen spread across southern Africa, but most live under pressure from area governments to abandon their traditional lives of hunting wild animals and gathering wild plants and roots. Qondisi Dube, VOA News, Habroni, Botswana.